Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
Bond comes out today. Bond is a hero. Bond is always saving the world. You didn't save the world, but you did save... what? Finish that sentence. I didn't save the world, but I did save...
baby frogs by helping them up the curb at Arthur's seat. Brilliant. Lisa. Aww.
Go on, Lisa. You're like a real-life animal rescue person. Well done.
Lynn in Lonehead. I didn't save the world, but last night I did save a slug that had slithered into my hall somehow.
Yeah, they're coming in because it's getting cold outside. It's getting dark at night now, isn't it?
It's horrible.
For the slugs.
And Debs, this is the one. I didn't save the world, but I did save a baby in a runaway buggy 3 years ago during the festival.
No!
Debs,
brilliant.
You are a hero.
You're like a proper action movie star. Well done, Debs. Alison, I didn't save the world, but I did save enough coupons for a free Cocoa Pop spoon. In brackets, we're still waiting for it. You know, we used to collect the coupons from your cereal to get some free stuff. I love that. You had to spend like £5,000 to get a free plate. I love that. And Holly says, I didn't save the world, but I did save myself from making a huge mistake on Saturday night when I didn't go round to my ex's when I was drunk.
Well done, you. Well done, Holly. Well stopped.
Yeah, good for you. Ian in Falkirk, hi.
I didn't save a world, but I saved a bee.
You saved a bee?
Aye. It was in my wee girl's swimming pool. I scooped it out, sat it on my leg and dried it and thought it flew away.
Did it not sting you?
No, it didn't, no. It was just happy to be dry.
Okay, all right.
Well done, Ian.
Thanks, Ian. Have a good day.
Alright, Jill.
Bye-bye. Jane's in Trinet. Hi, Jane.
Hiya, I hope this counts. I didn't save the world, but I saved my friend's husband from his broken down car. I got it started.
Well, I think that's pretty good. How did you manage that? Are you a mechanic?
No, my ex-husband was.
All right, so obviously some of him rubbed off on you then.
Interesting pillow talk.
is that why he's your ex-husband, Jane?
Yeah, yeah.
He's coming to bed at night talking about spanners and stuff.
Spark plugs.
Have a great day, Jane, all right.
Okay then.
Bye-bye. Peter's on the phone. Hi, Pete.
I didn't save the world, but I did save my wife by using the Heimlich on her, and she means the world to me.
Oh, my goodness.
So she was choking on something?
Yeah, aye, she was going blue, yeah.
Right, and so the old Heimlich?
I took her through to the kitchen and over the sink and out it popped.
What was it? What was stuck in her throat?
It was a bit of food.
Right. Well, we got an actual hero on the phone. Brilliant. Pete, that's amazing. Thank you for calling.
Okay, ta.
See ya. We've also got Claire on the phone. Hi, Claire.
Hi, I didn't save the world, but I saved a fox.
You saved a fox?
It was lying in the middle of the road one morning when I went to work.
Yes.
So I thought I couldn't leave it lying there to be hit by the car, so I scooped it up, put it in the boots.
Right.
Took it to the vet, but by the time I got to the vet, it had come round and had pooed all over my boot and all the things in it.
Nice, nice.
Oh, so when you opened the boot, did it just leap out?
No, it wouldn't come out. It was growling and snarling, so the vet had to get one of those long, pokey things, you know, with a loop on the end.
Oh, yes, yes. And what does the fox say?
A ring, ding, 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 ding.
Of course it did. Of course it did. Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Bye.